this puts a whole new dimension on automobiles.
I own an automotive shop in here. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our scheduled guest is going to be delayed, but he's going to be worthwhile waiting for, so you're just going to have to put up with me. And of course, we will welcome your calls here at 970-689-8255 if you'd like to call in, and since we have nothing really prepared. But I was just reading this morning about what had happened during the Eisenhower years. Remember, President Eisenhower was President of the United States. He took over from Harry Truman in the 1950s, and John Kennedy was elected in 1960, but Eisenhower took over in 1952, and at that time, there was a tremendous invasion of this country from illegal Mexicans. Now, there was supposed to be a program of guest workers, but it wasn't functioning well. Just as today, by law, our Congress had voted to have a guest worker program, but you see, the people in Washington don't want to solve the problem. They really want to merge the United States with Mexico, and they want this illegal immigration problem so they can create all sorts of new legislation that will effectively break down any border control. Well, back during the Eisenhower administration, it was said that there were up to 3 million illegal immigrants in America, and they were coming in because many of the people and many of the farmers needed low-paid farm workers working in the cotton fields, working in the vegetable fields. Didn't matter. The farmers were willing to hire them. There were no penalties for hiring illegal aliens. And of course, then they could lower the wages that were paid. There were other people who would have done the work. And traditionally, there had been other people who had done the work. It was just they were going to work for the low wages that the Mexicans would work for. And the Mexican people, usually docile, coming in, working hard. And I will tell you, I worked in the onion fields, and I worked picking crops when I was, I think, 13 years old. And it was working in those onion fields or the celery fields was hard work, but it was good for me. And the kids were doing it. It was during the Second World War. I mean, there weren't any, most of the young people had been taken into the military. So you can always get people to do jobs if they don't have other jobs. And of course, if you're paying at least a halfway adequate sum of money. Well, anyway, it was back during the 1950s when there were about 3 million illegal immigrants in here, and Dwight Eisenhower became the president. And what did he do? Well, they had about 1,000 Border Patrol agents at the time, and today they have well over 10,000, but they're not allowed to do the job because the people in Washington, D.C. have been appointed to supervise them because they do not want this. They have a catch-and-release program, you know, and as soon as you only catch maybe 1 in 4 of the people who come across the border, but as soon as they catch them, if they're Mexican, they just take them back across the border, turn them loose so they can try to come in again because they're not trying to solve it. But when President Eisenhower was the president, he set out to solve the problem. And certainly a lot of the immigrants did get in, but with a small group of about 750 agents, they began moving up into the fields, and they would just arrest people who were there illegally. And they didn't just take them back to the border and turn them loose. They took them way to the southern part of Mexico and turned them loose, so it was hard for them to get back again. And they made it very difficult for them. They put them onto ships and shipped them down to the southern part of Mexico. And as they did this, more and more of the people here were here illegally. Why turned around? Now, President Bush says, we've got 12 million illegal aliens. We can't ship them back. We couldn't do that. And the question would be, why couldn't you do that? if you really wanted to, President Bush, but you have to understand President Bush has a different agenda. He's already agreed to the Security and Prosperity Partnership, SPP.gov. You can go to their website and you can see all of the think tanks, all of the committees they have studying how they're going to do away with our sovereignty. You have to understand that President Bush is a globalist. Now, he is there. He's surrounded by globalists. He was put into the presidency because he's a globalist. And the globalists control both political parties because their loyalty is not to the United States. Their loyalty is to this dream of a one world government. And their loyalty is to the spiritual force behind that. Well, these people can talk about Christianity and we all, you know, we're all going to pray and to the God of Allah and go into mosques and pray to their God, saying we all pray to the same God. But that's not the God of the Bible. And you must understand behind this whole move towards world government is a spiritual force. It has been here for 6,000 years. But you and I are blessed or cursed. I really believe that we're blessed, actually, to be living at a time when this whole incredible scenario is being played out. And as I think that the final act of this cosmic drama is being played out before our very eyes, and so few people have any idea what is really going on. Well, during the Eisenhower years, why they were able to control immigration, and as the small cadre of INS officials moved from state to state and rounded up the illegal immigrants, they weren't hard to round up. They were sometimes they'd be standing out in front of the Kmart stores or shopping centers, and they would simply move it. I can remember this, you know, when they actually INS would come from both sides, and all the immigrants who were there illegally working for work would scatter, but a certain number would be rounded up and then be sent back. And it didn't take very long before the Mexicans from all over the United States who were here illegally left the country. We didn't have to, give an identification card to every American who was here legally. We didn't have to talk about putting chips in children in schools, or chips in babies, or collecting DNA from everybody. We didn't have to do any of these things at all. What we did was simply enforce the laws. If we enforced the laws today, there wouldn't be no problem. And when President Bush says we can't send 12 million people back, you don't have to send them back. Most of them would go back on their own if there weren't any jobs here. And if we went after the employers who are employing people who they know are illegal immigrants to this country, and certainly if they stopped the catch and release program, and if they really tried, but they do not intend to try, because they have a different agenda, because they worship a different God. And when you understand that, why it all begins to make sense, give us a call here, the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our number is 970-689-8255 if you'd like to give us a call. And I don't know when Avi's going to be here, but anyway, we were simply talking about the immigration invasion, the fact that the government could stop it tomorrow if they wanted to, but George Bush doesn't want to stop it. He wants to make all the people who are here illegally legal. He says he's against amnesty. He just wants everybody here who's been here for any period of time to be able to stay and become U.S. citizens and then to be able to bring in their families. And what is designed is to bankrupt America because they have a different loyalty. When you understand that, it all makes sense. And if you've analyzed, of course, the legislation that's gone through the Senate, which the president is pushing, why it's estimated that at least 60 million new people will come into this country within the next 10 or 20 years. And, of course, once people are allowed to come in, then they can bring their families. Their families immediately, if they're elderly, become eligible for Medicaid. You know, it used to be when you came into this country, whoever brought you into the country was responsible for your welfare benefits. You cannot come in and immediately expect to go on welfare. In fact, 30 years ago, you came in with a green card, you signed an agreement, you would never be eligible for welfare benefits in the United States. Well, that is no longer true. And, of course, that people come in, they come in here. Even people without a green card are getting on welfare, and they're getting food stamps, and they're getting subsidized housing, even help buying a house from HUD here in the United States, when they know they're illegal immigrants and they're getting subsidized college education and subsidized high school education and free medical care. And all of this is part of the government plan of bankrupting this country. They know what they're doing. But if you bankrupt a country, if you destroy the value of the currency, you destroy the value of the society, the stability of the society. But these people have a different loyalty. First of all, they have to destroy the United States and then merge us with the other countries of North and Central America, and then merge the whole of the Western Hemisphere, and then create the New World Order. They're going step by step by step. They're going very slowly because they know if they move rapidly, why the American people would wake up. Now, how can you verify what I'm saying? Well, what you do is you go to the Council on Foreign Relations webpage, and they have there available on the webpage something called Building a North American Community. It's about a 60-foot-a-page pamphlet that came out in May of 2005. Of course, it had been planned for long before that, but it was just 2 months after President Bush had his meeting with President Vicente Fox and Premier of Canada, Paul Martin, and that was at Waco, Texas, and at the President's Ranch. That was in March of 2005, where they came up with a security and prosperity partnership, and then 2 months later, the Council on Foreign Relations released this Building a North American Community pamphlet. It actually came out in book form. I have it in book form. whether it helped lay out this program of, wouldn't it be far better to protect ourselves from terrorism with a common border rather than all these separate borders? I mean, here you've got, what, one, two, three, four, you have four borders. Wouldn't it be easier to protect us with two borders for the North American community? One border down in the Yucatan Peninsula and one border you know, up in the Arctic Ocean, prevent from invasion by polar bears. So, you know, if we just had those two borders to watch rather than the border between Canada and Mexico, and we could then put all of our efforts on guarding the border down in the Yucatan Peninsula, and then people would be free to migrate, not immigrate, not illegal immigration. Notice how they changed the terms. It's no longer illegal immigration. It's immigration. And then now it's become migration. And it's sort of like what they've done with the terms for giving people money. It used to be charity, and then it became welfare, and now it's entitlement. We're entitled to be taken care of by the state, just like the feudal slave, the serf, was entitled to be looked after by the feudal master, because this is really what it's all about. We are to have new rulers, and they are, of course, to be the elite, people with great wealth, and that's why people with great wealth push socialism and push communism, because it's not going to redistribute their wealth, it's going to redistribute your wealth and my wealth, and destroy the middle class and have a two-class society like they have in Mexico. I mean, 20 or 30 billionaires and then a small middle class and then everybody else living in abject poverty, seeking to go some other place for a better life like the Mexican people are. And the Mexican people are good people and they're looking for a better life. But of course they don't understand. They're pawns in this game, just as you and I are pawns in this game. And the great tragedy is, of course, that the average American has no idea what's going on because they spend too much time listening to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and they don't have access to wonderful radio stations like this one where you can get the truth and begin to understand how this works together. Now, for those of you who are listening and say, people of great wealth funding communism and socialism and wanting to destroy America, that sounds like crazy talk. And well, it does sound like crazy talk, but I remember 44 years ago when I first became aware of this, and what really brought it to my attention was a book that we've kept in print now for, oh, well over a decade. It's called Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And it's the story of the only congressional investigation ever allowed of the great tax-exempt foundations. And that was in 1953 and 54. And it was the Reese Committee. First of all, it was the Cox Committee in 52. But Congressman Cox, well, as so often happened, before the committee got very far, he just suddenly up and died. And then the Republicans took control of Congress in 1953, and they appointed Congressman Reese, B. Carroll Reese of Tennessee, to take over this committee and investigate what the great tax-exempt foundations were doing. And the report came out. It was suppressed by the media. And then, of course, the counsel for the Reese Committee, a man named Rennie Warmser, wrote the book, Foundations of Power and Influence. What did they find? Why, the great tax-exempt foundations were financing the communist movement and financing the socialist movement and financing the liberal movement in the United States and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life. They were financing the Kinsey's fraudulent analysis of sex to destroy the morality of this country. They had taken over control of publication of our textbooks and of our encyclopedias, and thus influencing the education that our young people were to have. And they were working in the teachers' college to push these socialist ideas. And this was, you know, a half a century ago. And they'd been doing it for 40 or 50 years before that. The book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, is available from Radio Liberty. It is one of the five most important books in my library. Now, you can actually pull down the entire text of the Reese Committee hearings, and they're available on the Internet. And you know, fortunately, Charlotte Isabey has posted them there. Not only the Reese Committee, but the Cox Committee. You should get that. You should pull it down. You should read it and reread it and understanding that nothing has changed. Who do you think is funding this whole a movement for illegal immigration in the United States today? The Ford Foundation. Why? Because they want to destroy America. That was always the purpose. Why do you think Henry Ford was financing Adolf Hitler during the Second World War? Why do you think he built the great plant to build trucks at Gorky in communist Russia? Why do you think after he had done those things, he was given the honorary 33rd degree of Masonry? Why? Because there are people who worship a different god, who want to destroy this country. Their whole purpose, of course, is to create a new world system. Or as Albert Pike said in his book, Morals and Dogma, and the rulers and the kings of the world will come to us for direction. And that's really what it's all about. There will be a ruling elite. And, of course, remember modern-day Masonry, as Albert Pike wrote about, is simply a manifestation of the ancient mystery religions. And until you understand the mystery religion, and there's only been a small group who've ever been allowed to understand it, this is the elite, a very small and select group, who always rule. And, of course, they go to the universities, they find out the leading people, they bring them in, they indoctrinate them, and then they reward them for life. I mean, you become part of this elite group, and you are looked after, and you get great wealth, and you join the Bohemian Grove, and you can participate in all the homosexual sex that you want to there, or in fact, you prefer girls, but in fact, recently we did a program with a lady who had actually heard the tapes from the White House where Richard Nixon was telling Henry Kissinger, talking about the Bohemian Grove, that's the faggiest, and then he used a word which we will not use on the radio, faggiest organization, you know, in the world. But Richard Nixon went there because he wanted to be the president, and he needed to be associated with these wicked people who every year have a sacrifice of care. They have a sacrifice, really, of God. It is a symbolic sacrifice. But once you've destroyed God, then you're free to do whatever you want to. And this is, of course, where the leaders of the world who have given themselves over to the dark side go. And here you find the presidents, and you find the secretaries of state, and the financial leaders, and the people who control the media of our nation gathering. And some of them certainly know what they're doing. They understand the significance of the symbolic sacrifice when they don their black robes and hoods and they have their candles and the pagan chants. And if you haven't seen Alex Jones' depiction of this, we're now carrying the video, and he's actually updated it. He's done a great job, and we're indebted to him for the information that he has on the Bohemian Grove. And it really is an amazing, amazing pictures as you actually see the ceremony, not made up in Hollywood, although certainly Tom Hanks, I mean, in Tom Cruise's story, Eyes Wide Shut, you saw a depiction of this, which Stanley Kubrick put out. Of course, he died before the film was ever shown because, of course, he was showing what's really going on. The same thing is true in Skull and Bones. If you haven't heard my interview with Alexandra Robbins, who wrote about Skull and Bones and interviewed one of the people who had actually seen one of the Skull and Bones ceremonies. And there, in a barn, they were holding a Skull and Bones wedding, and there were the men, the leaders of our country, with the black robes and the black hoods. And, of course, as you remember, in 2004, both of our presidential candidates, both the Republican and the Democrat candidates, belong to Skull and Bones. And, of course, I think it's in this new video that they have called A Nation Under Siege. We do carry the book, A Nation Under Siege. And you'll see the clips where they ask the interviewer on television, asked President Bush, when he's running for the presidency, about Skull and Bones, and he said, oh, that's too secret. I can't tell you anything about it. And then they asked John Kerry about skull and bones. He says that's a secret. I can't tell you anything about it. Ladies and gentlemen, what secrets would a president have that would be so secret that they couldn't reveal? Why, very simply, because they've sworn an oath which supersedes any oath they have to this country. And Skull and Bones came out of a secret occult organization in Bavaria back in 1830, in a continuation of this secret of the ancient mystery religions. And you go to the dictionary and look up the mystery religions. They've been around. They were the Gnostics. They were the Templars. They were into certainly the ancient Persian, the Kabbalah, and they're manifested today. The Council on Foreign Relations and similar organizations.
It's Michael at KHNC Radio. And I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess our guest is not going to show up, so if you'd like to call us, our number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you'd really like to understand what's going on today and how this ties together, probably the one book that will help you more than anything, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Who is funding the demise and destruction of America? The great tax-exempt foundations. Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford. Why? Because they were all involved in the occult. All of them were. Carnegie was involved in the occult. Ford was involved in the occult. The Rockefeller family has been involved in the occult. Why? Because that's where the power is. You tap into this occult power, you will do very well financially. You will get all the sexual gratification and the prestige you could possibly want in this world. And that, of course, is the secret of the mystery religions, of course, and that is that there really is, there is another God, and you can tap into his power if you give your life to him. And just as a Christian gives their life to Jesus Christ and his life is transformed, so those who have gone over to the dark side give their life to him. And so the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and then a more up-to-date book, A Call, Importing Revolution, written by a gentleman who's worked in congressional offices for many years, simply cataloging how the Ford Foundation is has funding this whole illegal immigrant movement and planning its people in government, but he couldn't do that without help from these secret organizations who are intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And of course, if you don't believe that people give their lives to Satan intentionally, you need to see the wonderful DVDs that we have, or DVDs or VHS, you can get it either one. They sold their souls for rock and roll, put together by our friend Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's been our guest. You've heard me, and he'll be, we had him just the other day talking about his new DVD, and of course that is called The Da Vinci Con, which goes into so many of the motion pictures you've probably seen, The Da Vinci Code, but others that I'd seen in the past and never realized what it was. And it was simply modern-day Gnosticism. And you have to understand, Gnosticism was a Christian sect in the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd century. It was Christian mysticism, just as the Kabbalah is Jewish mysticism. And it was a manifestation of the ancient mystery religions. And everything is about the ancient mystery religions. And it goes right back to the Garden of Eden, wherefore it all began there, and for 6,000 years, man has been trying to take from the tree of knowledge and try to create a perfect society by tapping into the knowledge of the serpent, and the tree of knowledge has become the tree of death. They hoped the tree of knowledge would become the tree of life, but it wasn't. It was the tree of death, and this is responsible, figuratively speaking, for everything that has gone on. So the two books that you need to get, of course, are of the Importing Revolution and Foundations, Their Power and Influence. And then, of course, we carry a great book on immigration. It's called Finance, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. That's Fighting Immigration Anarchy. And then, of course, we have on my 4-tape set on immigration, we have Glenn Spencer's DVD entitled The Immigration by Mia, The Conquest of Aztlán. And, of course, you'll see here the Mexican nationalists talking about taking back California and New Mexico and Texas and Colorado. And you have to understand they're all being manipulated. Everybody is being used in this. And the Mexican immigrant is being used, but the American people are being used. And they're giving money to this group or that group who's going to build a fence down on the border, and then the money mysteriously disappears, and nobody knows what happens to the millions of dollars that you're given. Money is being funneled away from the conservatives into all sorts of programs, or protect your guns, but you never know how that money's going there. Only a very few organizations I really trust out there. I trust the people who run this station, the Gun Owners of America. There are a few organizations that are really dedicated to getting the truth out, but unfortunately, even most of them will not tell you about the spiritual component of what's going on today and the spiritual forces that are energizing what's happening. Our number is 970-689-8255. I guess our guest is just going to stand us up. Our number is 970-689-8255. If you'd like to give us a call, you agree, you disagree. If you don't believe that there are spiritual forces, supernatural forces behind what's going on today, you really need to analyze what's going on. You need to understand we're in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we can either accept the the promises of the Bible, which I believe to be true. Or we can drift along and things are going to get better, and they're not getting better. They're not going to get better in the world that we've known in the past. The world I grew up in has ceased to exist, and of course we are seeing the destruction of a great empire, and that is the American Empire, with troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, a nation that is financing corrupt governments where we take foreign aid, that's money from poor people in a rich country to give to rich dictators in a poor country, and that's what it's all about. We're buying the support of these wicked people, just as like we financed Arafat. Arafat, you remember the bearded Palestinian with a stubbly beard, and he looked sort of like a rodent, he really did. And he ended up with $4 billion, most of it, of your tax money, salted away in bank accounts throughout the world. And, of course, we were financing him as he was doing everything to oppose Israel. Why would we be financing people who oppose Israel? Because we finance both sides, ladies and gentlemen. Until you can understand even what's going on today, we're financing both sides of this terrible war that's going on between Israel and Lebanon. And, of course, we're providing the sophisticated weaponry that Israel is being used to destroy Lebanon. Half the people there are Christians. Where's the outcry from our Christian leaders? And Israel would stop the war tomorrow if Washington, D.C. said, we're just cutting off your access to new weapons because they've used up all their bombs. But on the other side, I mean, is certainly Hezbollah is being financed by Iran, and Iran is being helped along by Communist China. And who's building up Communist China? We are here. We're financing both sides. It's sort of like the Iran-Iraq war, where we were, funding Saddam Hussein, and then we were selling weapons to the Iranians. And it's the same old game. It's been used over and over again. It was during the Second World War. If you haven't read Charles Hingham's book, Trading with the Enemy, that's Hingham, H-I-N-G-H-M-A, I think is it the title, pardon me, the author. But Trading with the Enemy points out that during the Second World War, when our boys were dying, and storming the beaches of Normandy, and we hear about the greatest generation, why Standard Oil and International Telephone and Telegraph, AT&T, and Ford Motor Company, and all the others were actually helping the Nazis and funneling money into Switzerland and oil to Switzerland to keep the Wehrmacht going along that terrible war. Understand what's really going on.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine surfing the web with lightning-fast speeds up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value back. Promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Dr. Stan, Avi's here. Avi, what's going on over in Israel? How are things going? Look like this is going to continue, or do you think that they're going to be able to come up with some sort of a ceasefire?
Well, I think we can forget about a ceasefire. You're dealing with irrational people. These people want to fight until Israel is destroyed. If Hezbollah leader Nasrallah says that, if Israel attacks Beirut, that they're going to launch missiles at Tel Aviv, then, if you remember, President George W. Bush said, you know, bring it on. The Israeli government response is, bring it on. You remember Clint Eastwood?
Make my day?
Mm-hmm. So the Israeli military is saying to the Lebanese, make my day.
Well,
if you want to shoot your missiles to Israel, Lebanon will not exist.
Well, but you're going to kill an awful lot of Christians when you do that.
No, we won't attack the Christian areas. I mean, the Christian populations. What is happening now is that Hezbollah are using the Christian areas to drive into Syria, so Israel took out four bridges today. We did not kill Christians. We destroyed four bridges, which the Hezbollah are saying to the Christians, you're going to let us use those bridges or we're going to kill you. Christians are in a very, very difficult situation now because they cannot come out and support Israel because they will be killed immediately. They have to stand at least lip service with the Hezbollah. But in the heart of every Christian in Lebanon is the desire for Israel to finish the job.
Well, Chris, the problem that we have is, I mean, it looks like we're moving towards war with, Israel's moving towards war with Syria. What's your take on that?
I agree with you. We are getting closer to war with Syria. We are getting closer to war with Iran. Let me put it like this. This is not a war that we want. This is not a war that we wanted. We did not start it. This is a war that was very clearly orchestrated by Iran for a very clear reason. They are covering up three very, very major agendas. One agenda, of course, is the nuclear project. And by the way, the fighting with the Hezbollah started the day that the United Nations was supposed to condemn Syria 3 weeks ago. So this was clearly, you know, if you have a problem, do something to start a war with Israel so all the attention shifts to Israel. That is the gambit of the Iranians. Number two, you heard your military commanders talking about Iraq being on the verge of a civil war. And the answer is that this is completely true. Why is this true? Because Iran is sending all their forces into Iraq now to kill the Sunnis. Don't forget the Sunnis under Saddam Hussein killed 2 million Muslims, including mostly Shiites. So the Shiites, for example, of the militia of Muqtada al-Sadr are going now and killing Sunnis. It's biblical, Dr. Stan, you know, to take vengeance for people who killed your families. So now what is happening is that 60% of the population of Iraq is Shiite. They want to wipe off the face of the earth the Sunnis. But, you know, this has been going on for 1,400 years between the Shia and the Sunnah. And so the Iranians are now going into Iraq, joining up with the Shiite militias to kill every Sunni in Iraq. This, of course, will lead to civil war. I call it like this. You know, Dr. Stan, you and I are old enough to remember the French defeat at Dien Bien Phu, in which Ho Chi Minh committed all his resources to defeating the French, and he succeeded. And the Tet Offensive, America literally won the battle, but lost the war because Nixon pulled out immediately after that, because the American people were tired of the war in Vietnam. So now what is happening is the gambit of Iran is to shift the blame to Israel with a war with Hezbollah, thereby allowing Iran under the surface to send in the Iranian military and Pasdaran Revolutionary Guards into Iraq to annihilate the Sunnis, thereby starting a civil war, thereby causing the collapse of the Maliki National Unity Government, thereby defeating the experiment in democracy which is sponsored by the United States. Thereby, the Democrats and the ACLU will say, bring the troops home, which means the Muslims won. So this is the Dien Bien Phu, or the Tet Offensive of the Iranians. Third gambit is the preparation of a string of 9/11 attacks to destroy America. And that is something that Ahmadinejad set up in March with Imad Mughniya. Imad Mughniya, by the way, is the man responsible for killing 241 Marines in 1983. Imad Mughniya is the most dangerous terrorist on the face of the earth. He is more dangerous than Osama bin Laden, and yet because the American media is so myopic, nobody in America has ever heard of Imad Mughniyeh. I'm on your show now talking about Imad Mughniyeh because we've been following him for many years now. We're trying to catch this guy. But he is the one who is going to carry out the next 9/11 attacks on America.
Where has he hidden all this time since the attack on the American embassy back in 83?
Well, you know, I'm surprised, Dr. Stan, that you asked that question. You know where he's hidden. He's hidden in Lebanon, Syria, and he has complete cover by the Syrian government. And let me tell you something, sir. The American experiments in Afghanistan and Iraq will collapse completely unless you defeat Iran and Syria. So I think that if they want war with Israel, which is what they want, in order to bring the whole Arab world against the United States and Israel, then what you need to do is you need to take out Iran immediately, Iran and Syria. Now, the Israeli Army General Staff scenarios for war with the Arab countries is war on all fronts simultaneously, including Gaza and Lebanon. What Israel is doing now, and it's not something we chose to do, it's something that was imposed on us by the Hamas in Gaza and Hezbollah in Lebanon, that is, these two fronts are going to be degraded militarily, so much so that when the war does break out with Syria and Iran, and maybe with other countries in the Arab world, including Egypt, at least Gaza and Lebanon will not pose a threat to Israel.
Well, we live in terrible, frightening times, but, you know, I really see that we are moving very, very rapidly towards a war with Iran, and the average American has no idea the implications, because I think you're right. I think the terrorist cells are here. I think they're poised to attack. I think the government has allowed them to function here, and we have to ask ourselves why. Because so much of what's going on just doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me say one thing, and again, I've said it on your show, and I've said it on many other shows also. There is a professor at Harvard University by the name of Professor Samuel Huntington, and he's written a book called The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of World Order. And what he says there is that only one-third of the world is Christian, two-thirds of the world is pagan. In other words, you're talking about 2 billion Buddhists, 1 billion Hindus, and 1.3 billion Muslims. When you say Westerners or Western, you mean Christian. This is synonymous with Christian. Two-thirds of the world is pagan. And they look at America as an empire that is on the decline, and then within 10, 20, 30 years, America will be a third world country like Argentina, you know, where you can get a good steak and French fries for $5. It'll be a nice place to visit, but America will no longer be a world power.
Well, it's time, Avi. God bless, and I hope all is well with your family. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org.
sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and ladies and gentlemen, because I'm sorry Avi wasn't with us longer, but he said an awful lot in a couple of minutes that are absolutely true. And, of course, I asked him where this terrorist was hiding, the mastermind for the attack on the American embassy in 1983. And, of course, he said, you know, Syria, Lebanon, believe me, we could have taken him out at any time if we'd wanted to. We could have got the Mossad to take him out. We did not. We're not taking any action against the terror cells in the United States. They know where they are. They're infiltrated. And we're leaving them there so that when the word is given, there's going to be chaos all across this country. If you have not seen the video, Jihad in America, we have it, Jihad in America, showing how Abdul Azzam, the leader of Al-Qaeda, was in Oklahoma City in 1988 talking about bringing violence to America. The FBI knew about it in 1988 and in 1989 and in 1990, and they knew they were preparing for the attack. First attack on the World Trade Center and the second attack, and they knew they were behind the attack on the Murrah Building in Oklahoma in 1995 and the bringing down of TWA 800 in 1996, and they've lied to the American people about it, and they're lying about the terror cells. Because behind this whole thing are powerful spiritual forces. You need to get the video entitled Jihad in America. You need to get Foundations to Power and Influence. You need to get Importing Revolution. The video and the two books are available from Radio Liberty. But then you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin putting things into their perspective. You need to go to my website and pull down my March and April newsletters and about President Bush's speeches, who tells us that there is an angel that is guiding the windstorm and directing this storm, the angel in the whirlwind guiding this storm. What was President Bush talking about? Which comes from his first inaugural speech. The angel in the whirlwind is guiding this storm. Who's the angel in the whirlwind? What's he talking about? You need to read my March and April newsletters, ladies and gentlemen, RadioLiberty.com. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the new DVD. It's entitled The Da Vinci Con, to see the influence of Gnosticism and Satanism and the worship of Lucifer in the motion pictures that are being endorsed by Christian ministries. You have to understand what's going on. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And your job is to tell people what's going on. And as things grow worse, and they are going to grow worse, and this war in the Middle East is going to expand, and soon there will be terrorist attacks right here in America, and the very fabric of our society will begin to crumble. Why do you think that they gave Halliburton $380 million for concentration camps in America? Why, that's for rounding up patriots who are concerned about what's going on and trying to get the truth out. You must, ladies and gentlemen, become involved, and don't wait until it's too late, because believe me, you know, if we are not involved, who will be? And if not now, when? When it's too late to do anything to change the course that has been taken, believe me, Israel would have a ceasefire tomorrow if President Bush told them to. We do not intend to stop this war. May God help us. You know, till Monday at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups
or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network